recording, and it's January 30th, and the Boiler Snake's here, and we were confused about what was recording or not.
Boiler Snake has showed up early because he loves clickbait articles. Cannot get enough of them, actually.
He loves taking quizzes. He likes reading listicles.
Yeah, lists.
listicles.
When you're talking to the Boiler Snake, you can just be like, hey, I've got 10 things, and he perks right up. His little tail starts to just go back and forth.
I think he did do some freelance writing for BuzzFeed.
Yeah, and so this is really, really bad news for him.
BuzzFeed has cut 15% of jobs in the latest digital media, stuff. So, yeah.
You know
retrenchment.
What? The change of resolution.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fourth wall coming down here. Change of resolution has messed up the browser.
Oh, no. We're trying 60 FPS because Google just doesn't care about 4K anymore. It's always 360p and the encoding doesn't work and it's a mess.
This is our attempt at a fix.
So we're going to try 1080p 60 and see how it goes.
So yeah, BuzzFeed, turns out maybe the clickbait is running out of fuel and they've got nothing else. So
though they just announced BuzzFeed News like not even 6 months ago, which was a whole new site, and it's supposed to be more newsy and less, listicle. What Disney princess are you?
So many Pulitzer Prize winning authors out there, they're just weeping quietly.
You know, you always say that. Name five of them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Okay.
I thought you meant Disney princesses. I was like, well, I can name
Pulitzer five. Pulitzer Prize winning Disney princesses?
Yeah.
They often do a lot of freelance writing in the Disney universe.
I'm pretty sure only the Beauty and the Beast princess could maybe have a shot at that, because she had all those books and stuff.
She was a peasant, but she could read.
Yeah, she seemed like she was pretty smart.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The other princesses, not so much.
I feel like Pocahontas was just a godless savage, so she probably couldn't even read. But
Mulan.
Oh, no, but Ariel couldn't read either, right?
Yeah.
That was part of her story.
Yeah.
What about
Mulan could read, because she read the notice for her father to be conscripted.
What about
the
one from Aladdin? Wasn't she royalty?
She would probably have
Jasmine. Probably had a good education, I would think.
Yeah. What do you think? Cinderella? Probably stupid.
No.
No, she was their household slave. Yeah.
What about Snow White?
Nope.
No.
It's pretty much only Belle.
I think one of them might surprise
Mulan.
You.
And Mulan. Mulan is the best Disney princess.
Yeah, but Mulan wouldn't be able to get all of her really hard-hitting stories outside of China.
That's true. That's true.
You know who's not a Disney princess? The Yahoo division of Verizon.
That's a good segue.
It's the entire... So they say Yahoo AOL division here, but it's the entire media division.
Yeah. Verizon is cutting 7% of staff in the failing Yahoo AOL division. I think we were doing the Level 1 news when Verizon announced this acquisition, and we literally said, this has no value. What are they doing?
Losing money, turns out.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing.
Turns out everyone loves Yahoo.
I feel like that if we were in a different position, that investors could have been like, hey, do you think it's worth doing this? And we could have said no and collected, I don't know, what is that worth? Like $150,000, $200,000? I mean, they'd be out less money paying us that not doing it than what they're out now.
What about the girl fox from Robin Hood's Animated Adventure? I bet she could write.
Huh? Yeah, she was pretty clever.
I bet she was like a hardcore investigative reporter.
She was pretty clever.
I don't remember.
Good reason.
What was her name? I think I've seen that once, maybe.
I don't know what her name was. I think she'd probably be a good writer.
I like that you kind of let that thread drop, and then just out of nowhere, you're like, actually, I wonder if.
Well, I was sitting here going through Disney princesses.
Yeah.
Well, Apple, we've been hearing from Apple, and maybe 2019 is the year of self-sufficiency. Apple's going into prepper mode. They're going to make their own screens. They're going to make their own modems. They're looking to make, their own chips.
Freeze-drying.
And maybe the final straw.
Apple hires Samsung battery execs to help lead its own work. So, yeah, Apple wants to do some more innovative battery stuff, and they want an executive to do it.
Innovation. Innovation means go get Samsung's guy and bring him over.
We need an executive for this, not someone who's actually trained to design that kind of thing.
It could work.
We're completely out of ideas on batteries. We're going to need some outside talent on this.
The CNET... unfortunately, does not work great in a 1080 window.
It's an odd screen size.
Microsoft Office has landed on the Mac App Store. So forever, if you were an Office 365 user, you just have to download it from Office 365. Well, now you can get it through the Mac App Store. This is also because a lot of companies have been sort of telling Apple that they're not going to pay the 15%, so the app that you download for free still requires an Office 365 login. But Microsoft had not previously done this because they didn't want to cut Apple in for, the Office 365 fees.
What about Jane from Tarzan?
No.
No?
She could read.
She was well educated.
She could read.
She was the city girl.
She taught Tarzan how to read.
She could read, and she put stuff together. That's, yeah.
I mean, she's got all these experiences in the jungle, plus her city life, you know, sort of juxtaposition.
She had to, like, complete, like, that takes talent to actually educate someone who has no knowledge of English in the language and teach them to read.
I don't know. But what I do know is that Microsoft has an interesting new, can we call it an extension on mobile?
Plugin.
On mobile,
it's
default.
In both, yeah.
On desktop, it's an extension, but it's something.
Microsoft is going to fight fake news with the NewsGuard integration and its mobile Edge browser.
Like, how can we make Edge worse? Let's find new ways.
I didn't think Edge supported plugins, but they're
apparently it does.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Breitbart gets the X. Now, what are they saying? What are they saying here?
You know what I noticed? And we need to point this out. Look where my mouse is on the browser and look where it is on OBS. So
weird.
You remember you were talking about how you won the Bucktooth challenge last week?
Yeah.
It was actually pointing to the wrong place in the video.
Oh, you're wrong.
No.
You're lying.
No.
It doesn't matter. The comments already said I won.
Go back and watch it.
Because
look at it. Look, I'm point like my mouse is right on the dot of the exclamation point.
Listen, he was smiling. He did not have buck teeth. And that's an important distinction.
This is the mop spill robot from last week.
Yeah.
So liquid spill robot.
That was Friday, I think.
Microsoft and I. So this is a third party group. I can't remember what they're called. But this is not Microsoft making the call. It's some other organization that's making this call. Should we trust the site or not? And they claim to have all these different points of
criteria.
Like, yeah. Should it be that way? So some people are not at all happy about this.
Yeah.
The BBC has the article from the Mail Online. They have demanded a browser warning U-turn. So this is the Daily Mail. We use the Daily Mail sometimes.
It is kind of a clickbait site. And by kind of, I mean a lot.
Proceed with caution. This website generally fails to maintain basic standards of accuracy and accountability. Just like us.
I think we actually do have a Daily Mail article at some point. Yeah. It might be the nonsense section. But the great thing about the Daily Mail is the right column is just nothing.
It's filth.
It's just bikini pics.
Yeah. It's
filth. It's like, and I'm always
interested. Did she have lipo?
Like, I don't recognize any of these celebrities, but it's like, oh, I do want to look at those beach pictures.
I want to know, did she have surgery done? I can't tell.
So they're saying that, hey, this is all crap. We do these things that you say that we don't do. Prove that we don't. And I don't think Microsoft or the other organization has responded at all.
But a lot of people are going to be upset, and that's how it goes.
Now, here, this one might be controversial. Simba's mother from The Lion King. I think she could really just, like, I think she would break that Super Micro story just wide open.
They didn't, as lions, they didn't need to read or write, so I don't think she would be
good. Well, that's why it's so impressive
that she didn't even have hands.
She's got an English degree.
Well, what, you
plus
know,
she's in Africa. Like, why did she get an English degree?
The whole reason she's able to detect the tampering is because she can see in the infrared spectrum.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She brings skills to the table that other reporters simply can't. I'm putting my money on her ahead of Belle.
Because she's a different species is why she can see that.
Yeah. Well, Intel, they're searching.
They're still searching for a new CEO, still. And this is a really old stock photo. Really old. So, Brian Krasnich was out after the whole secretary thing. Intel, the 10-nanometer debacle is still happening. And this talks about the challenges, about how a lot of Intel's board is new people.
Wait a minute. I don't think 10-nanometer was why Brian Krasnich is out.
No.
Well, it might be, but that's not the reason they said. He may have been having an extramarital affair.
Now, this article brings up, Intel has offered the job, or at least sent out some feelers to a lot of different people. And all of those people seem to come back with like,
no.
You know what, bro? Your place is kind of a mess right now. Maybe call me when you've cleaned all that up.
My favorite one was the guy from VMware. It's like the CEO of VMware is like, because he can't, I think he was an ex-Microsoft or an ex-Intel guy. And it's like, I could just, you know, see him being tempted by the position. But as soon as they announced they were looking for a new CEO, he got a VMware tattoo as kind of like a signal to be like, I'm not going to Intel. I'm just going to get a VMware tattoo.
Yeah, but
that was fun. A clever move, guy.
It probably
you
gonna
get a level one tattoo, Wendell?
No.
It's probably a lot, like, a much better quality of life at VMware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, because at Intel, you got to think that the sharks are always circling. Not just AMD and NVIDIA, but your own internal people.
Well, you know, that article also talked about how good Intel is doing financially. And it's like, we're doing amazingly well financially. And to me, that, like, that just signals how bad things are, because they're not spending money appropriately on, like, the new processes. Because every new process is exponentially more expensive than the old one. And so they're going, like, you know how Tesla is, like, Tesla's, you know, negative money, negative money, negative money. And then they get the production up and running, and finally they're getting some of their investment back because people are taking delivery of cars. Microprocessor development's a lot like that. And so that Intel has as much money as it does signals, I think, that they've got deeper problems with their production. So,
well, the problem, I think Intel's problem is they're an established company. Because if you look at Amazon, that's certainly what he did.
Yeah.
He lost money. He lost so much money until he made all the money.
Yeah.
But Intel is too old for that.
Yeah.
They have... Do they pay a dividend?
Yeah. I think they might. It's like a crazy amount of money.
So they've got stockholders that just are not going to tolerate quarter after quarter of losing money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I guess you got to be the kind of guy who can sort of juggle that.
Well, it works out fine if you just keep selling 14 nanometer forever, as it has been.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a wall. You're going to hit a wall. Now, here's this one. I can't believe that we didn't think of this one. Minnie Mouse.
I think she can.
She's
write.
Very eloquent.
And the Mickey, I don't know if Mickey Mouse Clubhouse would be like in the wider canon of Disney, but like that's like a popular kid show. I think she can read and write.
I'm pretty sure she has magic.
No, not in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Well, that's not canon.
I don't really know. That's the only show I've watched with Minnie Mouse in it.
Was she in Fantasia?
No, Mickey was. Mickey was the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Well, that's
at the
what
very
I'm
end
saying.
Of the movie.
I bet she also has magic.
I wonder which Disney princess.
I don't think that like magic transfers over when you get married.
Well, like, so I'm wondering, like, you remember like the Goofy movie where like Goofy had a kid? What Disney princess produced that offspring? Because that kid was really smart.
Oh, there was like a Goofy girlfriend.
Max wasn't that smart.
He was.
No. He was going to college, but I think he kind of skated through. C's get degrees.
Mm.
They didn't, I don't think they ever crossed species in the breeding.
That's why it was off camera.
Yeah.
Well, no, she was dead.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. But I think she has appeared in some form.
Has she?
And then there was Daisy Duck, but I think Daisy Duck is just a little lazy.
Daisy never seemed to have any skills. No. Minnie did.
I think Daisy Duck's probably just like, her past is like meth. And prostitution.
Is the nanny from DuckTales? Was she a Disney? Would she count as a Disney princess?
I think we're getting like
even Mulan. Some people say doesn't count as a Disney princess. I think we're way outside of the Disney princess canon at this point.
Yeah, you gotta get more. You have to have a feature length movie.
Elsa, and what's her sister's
That's
name?
That's current day.
The Frozen.
Post Pixar. I don't count.
Okay.
No. Well. Netflix raised their prices, and they're doing a lot of terrible things, which is what this story's about. But here's the thing. I've been watching so much Netflix.
I got rid of my account because I never watched it anymore.
I watched that Polar movie last night.
How was that?
It's so if you take John Wick and Taken and Fortnite and mix them together. That's what that is.
Was it just so heart-pounding action the entire way through?
There was a lot of heart-pounding action, a lot of bright primary colors and over-the-top characters that were completely unbelievable, and a lot of revenge movie tropes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah,
it was fine.
I don't regret it.
I've made it about halfway through the second season of The Punisher, and it is okay.
Yeah, they really. I mean, they
toned it down a bit.
It's worth watching, but it's they lost what made it special.
They're trying to go for character development, but they've lost something in translation.
But he does that Sylvester Stallone thing,
yeah,
where he just watch it with subtitles, because so often, like what you'll hear is just like, but the subtitle will be like a whole sentence. Like, how did you get that from that? They must have been working from the script. But that's not what this story is about. This story about Netflix basically crossing over to the dark side.
They've come of age. They have joined the Motion Picture Association of America.
Is this their school picture here? Is this like...
Well, this is the...
Hey, guys.
The Motion Picture Association guy and the Netflix guy.
I didn't realize this, but apparently it's like $5 or $10 million a year to be in the MPAA. And they're real upset about Disney and Fox merging because that's two members becoming one. And so it's like, ooh, our revenues are going to be down.
But the incredible thing is a non-movie studio although Netflix kind of is a movie studio at this point, has never been welcomed into the MPAA.
No.
But so, now they have been.
Clearly, the movie industry hated Netflix for the longest time.
Yeah.
But Netflix, you know, like, Netflix came around, they disrupted the industry, and then they got throttled. And what did they do? They capitulated. And now the movie industry hates them, and what do? They capitulate.
They were throttled in the technical sense, and also, like, a thug has throttled me for walking down the street.
So, not great, but again, I can't really complain because I continue to use their product far too often. Now, I have never been a Spotify fan. I remember when Spotify first came out, I went to sign up, and it was like, use Facebook to sign up. And I was like, where's the manual button? No, I just want to use an email. And there wasn't one. And I was like, I'll never use Spotify.
I think they do have one now.
This might make me use Spotify.
Spotify will soon let you mute and block artists. You'll be able to block R. Kelly soon. So, yeah, I don't like...
Some R. Kelly hate headline there.
This seems like this feature should have been here.
The most basic... They talked about internally, they explicitly decided not to do this.
Probably because someone was paying them. Like, please don't let people block me off their post.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I've spent a non-trivial amount of time downvoting Red Hot Chili Peppers songs on Google
Music. Yeah, he hates Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And they re-release an album every 10 minutes, it seems like. Every day, there's more downvotes to be delivered. It's the stupidest system. I remember Pandora, you could just ignore an artist, and they were gone out of your life forever. But Google Music, and I guess Spotify before now, just won't let you do this. I don't understand it.
The algorithm knows you better than you know yourself.
I might be getting Spotify soon. Haven't decided yet.
Yeah, I might have to switch over because that is a very compelling feature. One other thing that we might all be getting soon is Amazon Healthcare.
Let's not joke about that. Our Seneca's headline is, disruptive Bezos healthcare venture is accused of copying a competitor. This competitor claims his former exec joined the venture with lots of secrets and IP in tow. So yeah, Bezos wants to basically like replace the whole insurance company thing. It's really...
Amazon Basics Insurance.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine?
Well, this other company, they work with large companies to do their health plans. And they basically negotiate with the insurance company and get the best deal and, you know, make plans that's going to make everybody money but not cost the company a lot. And that's what Bezos wants to do. He wants a healthcare system where he's essentially negotiating on your behalf, just like he is with Amazon and their purchasing and stuff like that. So they claim that this guy was printing an alarming amount of stuff right before he went to interview for Jeff Bezos.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, we won't do it electronically. There's no paper trail.
It's going to be a yikes from me.
Now, this guy claims, hey, that's just how I operate. I love to print everything. I've always printed everything.
I mean, he could say it was his resume, and he's listed everything when he was 14.
That is literally one of the documents they found in the printer log. It's his resume. The day he went to meet with Amazon, it was his resume and like a giant manual, operations manual for the company.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty damning.
Doesn't look good for him.
Yeah.
Does not look good.
You know, as I read this, I thought about the Zuckerberg Memorial Hospital, which has had its fair share of controversies lately as well.
How terrifying that you're in a car accident. You wake up and you're like, oh, God, where am I? You're in the Zuckerberg Memorial Hospital.
And you wake up and his face is like a mural on the ceiling, just staring down at you with his blank eyes.
Listen, you need a new kidney, but before we start the operation, we're going to need you to fill out this 5,000-word questionnaire and provide your social media passwords.
We've got your social media profile here. There are some gaps. We need you to fill in those gaps before we proceed.
Oh, my gosh. So I actually do have a Facebook account to keep up with family, and like I have almost no information on there, and it's constantly asking me, like, hey, you don't have this filled out. And I'm like, that was intentional. That was intentional.
Well, you know, we like to have a little bit of Tesla news every week, and this time, this is kind of good, I guess, because it turns out that there's a new secret feature.
Elon Musk says Tesla vehicles will soon get a Sentry mode to be able to monitor your vehicle while it's in park. So somebody tweeted at Elon Musk that their car was dented in the parking lot and is like, gosh, I wish we could use these cameras to see what happened. And Elon Musk said, good idea. Let's turn that into a software update.
As he often does... announcing major things on Twitter, but not as announcement, just responding to people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, we're doing that. Yeah, they're going to fly. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're going to fly and they're going to record everything. Don't worry.
When I read this title, I saw Sentry Mode, and that's what they, you know, when Bastion in Overwatch, when he goes down into, like, the turret mode, that's, it's, there's, like, Sentry Mode and turret mode, and I was like, they're going to, like, let it shoot guns? Like, it's highest DPS output in the game? I don't...
I've got a dash cam that does this exact same thing, so yeah. It's not really...
It seems like it would not be that hard. It seems like it should already be there, as much as Tesla's cost.
Well, I mean, it is, you have to have the autonomous package.
Mm. Yeah.
But they're like going to enable it bonus. If you do. Well, we talked about Huawei every week now for a long time. They've been accused of, you know, spying for the Chinese government. It's not really much of a secret now, but it's not been proven. And actually, in the last episode, they talked about, hey, bro, if you know something, bring it. Bring the evidence. And I don't think anybody's been able to, but that doesn't stop people from stopping to use Huawei.
This major mobile carrier has halted Huawei purchases amid security concerns. So this is a London headline. The world's biggest mobile carrier outside China is temporarily halting purchases of some components made by Huawei Technologies. You know, blah, blah, blah.
It's Vodafone. I didn't know Vodafone was number two.
I thought, isn't it Vodafone and T-Mobile? Like, aren't they some kind of relationship there?
Maybe.
I mean, just friends.
Vodafone is, I don't think they operate in the U.S., do they?
Mm-mm.
It's all Europe.
Yeah.
The number one is like China Mobile or something like that. So.
China number one.
Yeah, they literally are number one.
China number one.
But Vodafone is all of Europe, basically. So they have a pretty huge market. And they actually they merged with another company. Maybe they took over T-Mobile in Europe or something. And that's where the Huawei hardware is. And
Deutsche Telekom, yeah.
They're getting rid of it and replacing it. And they're not doing it because they don't trust Huawei necessarily, but they're just afraid that the EU is going to rule against them.
I thought all of this started from suspiciously low bids from Huawei, where it's like Huawei is actually legit losing money on some of these infrastructure installations, which why would they subsidize that? Oh, wait, subsidies are coming from the Chinese government. Oh, wait, why would they do that?
Well, they want Huawei to be number one, just like China is. Why not?
Our next story was super disturbing.
And a little confusing. So at first I didn't quite understand what was going on here, but it turns out that if you get a call and someone, it says they're recording you, it might not be the person who's calling you who's recording you.
Google confirms it uses dummy phone numbers to record calls with local services. So like this was really like terrifying at first, but then I read into it and it's not as bad as it sounds. But so if you are a citizen and you are using your Google phone to look up...
You could be undocumented.
Yeah, you could be... Well... If you're in Toronto and you're trying to look up a local business, like say you're trying to call the local pizza place, Google will give you a phone number that is a Google phone number that's not the pizza place's phone number. And when you call it, it will then connect you to the pizza place, but it is gathering data on how you interact with the pizza place in order to train AI and do stuff.
That's still kind of...
But the pizza owner shop... Like, no, here's the really insidious thing. Like, as the pizza shop owner, you opt into these Google local services and you agree to do this. And so Google will promote your result ahead of your...
Exactly. So that seems like that is... You're like, oh, it's not actually that bad. I think it kind of is that bad.
But see, the pizza shop is being judged as much as the person calling.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, hey... Are you a good customer? Are you a good business?
Yeah.
Google will judge you both.
And find you all wanting.
Oh, the omniscience engine is well underway.
When we do finally get our social credit score, it's going to be so much better than China's. So much more robust. It's like, hey, remember when you were really snippy to that pizza delivery guy that one time?
We remember.
You've learned. Enjoy 5 more Google Play points.
Yes. I have to admit, I didn't read this one because...
Yeah, I didn't see this one.
Active Collab's WYSIWYG has been greatly improved, but they still can't tolerate commas in the URL.
Tom's God, what are you doing? So these are the Bose Frames Review, headphones reinvented. So they're headphones that don't go in your ears. They're headphones that look like sunglasses. I mean, what's next?
They look like $2 sunglasses.
Yeah.
Is that an actual product image?
Yeah.
I've seen these at like
there's two
wedding
styles.
Receptions. They give you free sunglasses. That's what they look like.
There's two styles.
These look like they came from a vending machine.
No,
those
not.
Are the worst sunglasses ever.
Someone in the audience is like upset right now.
There's talk of making those augmented reality as well.
Yeah, I think the augmented reality was the big thing that they were excited about. And aren't they pretty cheap?
They're not insanely expensive.
They look a little cheap.
Here's the connector.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. When we get our Zuckerberg head implants,
I'll look at Facebook always.
Those will interface directly.
I will not be getting my neural implant from Zuckerberg. It's going to come from Musk.
I thought you were going to say it was going to come from Twitter.
Now, here's the thing. It's going to be like Oculus. You'll get it, and then he'll buy the company. So you want some firmware updates?
Zuckerberged again.
You want this firmware update? Here's this 7,000 questionnaire. Let's go ahead and fill it out. And
I like that it keeps adding questions. It was just 5,000 at the hospital.
Well, this is further down. I mean, the hospital already exists. Yeah. This is future Zuckerberg. Well, when you go on YouTube, one of the great things about YouTube is that you can just turn on autoplay.
And just end up in a weird rabbit hole.
Yeah, just let it get weird. But unfortunately, that's one of the best features. It looks like YouTube wants to turn it off.
YouTube to curb conspiracy theory video recommendations. So.
You think this will affect us?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're not really conspiracy theorists, but we do cover some really bizarre stories for the news.
Well, but see, everything that's not acceptable to the narrative, the main narrative, is a conspiracy theory these days.
Yeah.
We're averaging about 2 messages a week. Where it's like, I thought you guys stopped posting videos. Man, I've got some catching up to do. So,
Thanks,
YouTube.
And that was the beginning of the social media section. And unfortunately, the only story in the social media section that isn't about Facebook.
We have a lot of Zuckerberg
let's start
stories.
The Facebook block. So when Zuckerberg bought WhatsApp and Instagram, he went out of his way. Every time something like that happened, he was like, listen, they're going to be autonomous. They're going to maintain their own CEO. They're going to be part of the Facebook family, but they're going to run their own ship.
It's a dysfunctional family.
And now this.
The New York Times has the headline, Zuckerberg plans to integrate WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger. So Facebook is starting to realize that things, like people don't actually want a quote-unquote public profile, but if you have your circle of friends, you can do that, and you need to do that with these three apps.
And WhatsApp beat Facebook to be the number one downloaded last week, I think, or like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. We're entering an age where it's like you no longer want to share with the public. You want to have your own personal echo chamber, which is fine.
So
I can see that for certain things.
So here's the thing.
Like real life people, you know.
What they've learned, and I put these out of order. Should have put this one first. But what Zuckerberg wants to do is he wants to make it easier for you to communicate with a small group of individuals and share things, not publicly, but maybe just, you know, forward the things you like to, you know, close-knit, maybe 20, 30 friends. Oh, wait.
WhatsApp puts limit on message forwarding to fight fake news.
5.
So, yeah.
You can have 5 friends?
You can have 5 friends on WhatsApp.
Well, I have so many more than that.
Rue doesn't count.
Oh.
Users will be blocked from forwarding messages to more than 5 individuals or groups.
Now, we can blame India for this. I'm confident in saying that we can.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that got bricked to death.
They falsely accused.
They tend to send out large forwards accusing people of crimes against children or murders or something like that. And they get people lynched.
Yeah.
Kind of a lot.
Yikes.
So
it's happened a few times.
Kind of have to put a curb on that. They dropped it to 5 in India and 20 everywhere else. But I guess other places it was still kind of a problem. So now everybody's going to be 5. Of course, it's not going to matter when you get moved into the Facebook Messenger microcosm. And then who knows what's going to happen. The other thing about that integration, everything's going end-to-end encryption, which is going to piss off a lot of governments.
It won't really be end-to-end. It'll be the fake end-to-end like Skype. Because Skype used to be end-to-end, and then Microsoft bought Skype, and now it's end-to-end, but it's not end-to-end.
Well, it'll be
Skype's
like
so terrible.
End-to-end, except for Zuckerberg's also included there. to Zuckerberg to end.
He reads the messages just like puzzled. Like
He's literally turning into the human centipede of message distribution.
Now, normally on Facebook, the standard unit of conversion, as I understand it, is 1 like equals 1 prayer. I mean, is that how you guys see it?
I think that's American, yeah.
Yeah. Well, metric, it's different.
Yeah.
It's like 0.3 prayers.
Freedom units, it's different.
Because, they don't have the same communication power with God as the American Facebook user. But now Facebook is going to give you a powerful new tool so you don't have to depend on likes and prayers.
Yeah, Facebook launches its petition feature, its next Battlefield. Now, this one, I missed this one. I didn't see this one.
So this is going to be a way... Facebook has recognized that people will create these little campaigns, like one like equals one prayer. And people really like that. They figured out. So they're literally going to give you... It's kind of like change.org, where you can establish a thing, and then people can vote it up to be more... You know, you can share it, you can vote it, and you can try to make community change.
Does it actually, like... So they have some features, like, where you can gather money for, like, a charity. Does this actually do anything like that?
No, or? I don't think the money is involved.
Yeah, I think it's
This is simply just to show that X number of people want this government thing. And right now, it's only for government stuff. Like, you can't... Because they pointed out as, like... We need to get blank ethnic group under control. Like, that won't be allowed. That kind of thing.
It still seems like a little weird that Facebook would launch something like this.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine there'll be one where it's like, can we get Becky to be less of a slut? You know, and get a bunch of votes.
One way or the other.
That would be funny in a select group of friends. That would not be funny if the entire high school could see that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what this is supposed to be. You know,
high schoolers don't use Facebook.
Well, they might when WhatsApp gets, you know, sucked back into that world. Yeah. What do you? I mean, that's
they use Instagram. Instagram's the big one.
That's going to kill WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
So what's where are they going to go from there?
TikTok,
WeChat. Oh, yeah, TikTok's already the big one.
So we go from Zuckerberg to the Chinese government.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know which is worse. Well, in Pakistan, if you pull some crap on Facebook, the stakes are pretty high.
This man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for uploading women's pictures to Facebook. And it's not, we're not talking the U.S. federal penitentiary here. We're talking prison in Pakistan, which I imagine is pretty bad.
Five-star facilities.
I was going to say, I'm sure American prison's probably not much of a cakewalk either, but...
Five-star facilities with Abu Ghraib being 3.5 stars.
Did you guys see our local jail is at like 400% capacity right now? Yeah. They're like literally...
They're busy holiday season.
If you get arrested right now, you go to another county because it's that full.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's fun. But yeah, so this one was a little hard to understand. I take it he was kind of catfishing.
Yeah.
Like he was creating multiple accounts and pretending to be real women.
Yeah.
And the real women found out about it. And that's 8 years in prison in Pakistan. I don't disagree. That's a terrible thing to do. But I don't think it would be a crime here, would it?
For uploading women's pictures without their consent?
I don't think there were...
Were they bad pictures?
No. He was pretending to be these women.
He might,
that would be impersonation, though.
Yeah, he might get a year or two here, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I think that'd be like a misdemeanor or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably not as bad as that.
Probably a couple of misdemeanors and then like a third or fourth offense, then it's, you know, a year or two.
Now, Wendell, you have been known to wander around the office with no shoes.
Yes.
Also...
He's wearing socks, just for the record.
Well, but in the past, socks were found in random locations.
Yeah.
They still are. they're usually under your desk, right? Like, that's usually where I see them.
It's usually that happens when I have to change from white socks to black socks for some reason.
It can be more random.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, personally, I don't see a problem with it. You know, because it's pretty loose around here. We don't have a very corporate environment. But apparently, that is not the case in the Facebook cafeteria.
CNBC says Facebook engineers went without shoes in a company cafeteria, sparking a clash with salespeople who found it disgusting.
I don't know if it's disgusting, though. I think that legally, you have to have like shoes and shirt required in like a public cafeteria.
But see, this is not a public cafeteria.
It's a private corporate cafeteria.
They could bring clients there, but I don't think they just sell to the public. They talk about these guys would just roll in pajamas.
That's like, it's such a weird edge case. It's like, I don't know how to feel about that.
I mean, there are times when it's like, I will have to be up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning dealing with random crap. And so it's like, if I could wear slippers and pajamas, that would make life a little better.
If there was a shower at this office, I don't think you'd leave.
Probably.
I've never bought into the whole, like, we need to present a certain image here. Because, and I guess most people don't know this, but some of the best software engineers are just completely incapable of socialization.
I think that's a pretty common stereotype.
Yeah. If I were hiring somebody to develop software, and I walked in, and they all had Macs, and they were immaculately dressed and had good haircuts.
Nope.
Right out the door.
It's like, is this the design division?
Yeah, because I've worked with those people, and they're idiots. So
I can't reason.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. Now, here is maybe the this would be headline of the day if it weren't for
there's
the
a
next
better
story.
One after. Yeah.
The Dispatch Live says, "We don't sell people's data," says Facebook.
And scroll down to his smug smile down there. Hey.
Oh, I can't believe you people are buying into this.
I think the better headline, like there's a lot of good information here. Well, a lot of good insight into what Zuckerberg's thinking. But
good
sad
information.
I think they missed the opportunity for the better headline here, which was, it's like, I think one of the questions to Zuckerberg was something like, well, why do you think people mistrust Facebook? And Zuckerberg's response was, well, they don't understand what we do. And it's like, oh, I think they understand what you do all too well.
Well, I think Cambridge Analytica really brought that into the forefront when they were, how could we describe what they were doing? Selling data.
Well, I think that in all of the, so that's, it's important that you bring that up. And it's interesting that you bring that up because Zuckerberg is very careful to avoid saying what I think is on his mind about Cambridge Analytica, and is like, look, don't you think that in some universe, in his mind, don't you think that in some universe there is a good version of Cambridge Analytica? Like, Cambridge Analytica was using the data for bad purposes, but in his mind it's like, oh, there is a possible good use, a good outcome for this kind of data if somebody, whatever had been given that. But it's like, I don't think there really is a universe where...
Oh, no, I think the like it happened because remember after Cambridge Analytica came out, they admitted that the Obama campaign did the same thing. And in his mind, that's the good universe.
Yeah.
Hey, we got the right man elected that time.
It's like, yikes.
Look, we did a good thing.
But he stopped short of saying that. But you can see that if you look at the dialogue in the article, you can see that under his responses.
Well, he's been coached to never mention that.
To never say that. Yeah.
Don't talk about that. And his argument is, we're not selling the data. We're using it to target ads. But,
and shape opinions.
A lawyer could maybe argue that they didn't, quote unquote, sell the data to Cambridge Analytica. But they bartered it, perhaps, would be a better way of putting it.
For some chickens and a goat.
Goat? What would Zuckerberg do with a goat?
This was originally a Rolling Stone article. I think Rolling Stone had the interview, but...
with Jack Dorsey.
We've got the Mashable follow-up on that or whatever, which is not really follow-up, but the Mashable version of that. It's like, Mark Zuckerberg killed a goat and served it to Jack Dorsey cold.
I don't know if it was just I read this really late at night, but like I almost started crying laughing reading this article because it's just so weird. Like, it's weird and then it just keeps getting weirder.
If you only read one Level One news story this year, you should really read like the full dialogue here. So Jack Dorsey is the Twitter guy, I think.
Yeah, CEO of Twitter.
So Mark Zuckerberg's a vegan now or vegetarian or something.
Well, no, he made his 2011...
This was years ago.
Like, he does a New Year's
thing.
And his thing that year was he was only going to eat meat that he killed himself.
Yeah. Which I was like, okay, that's a little bit eccentric, but that's fine. A lot of people like to do the homesteading thing. That's
certainly,
fine.
If anybody has the means to do it, it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, exactly. But then it just kind of gets weirder where he talks about, like, so he says, he invited me over for dinner. But instead of already having, like, a goat butchered and ready to go, he butchered it while Jack Dorsey was there.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you. And you can definitely see this with Aspies, all Aspies. they will create in their mind how something is going to go, right? But way beforehand. And it's when they mess up is when it deviates from that, which it almost always does.
Yeah, I mean, that's just life.
Because it's like this magic world that they're living in there that's going to happen. I guarantee you Zuckerberg was like, I'm going to kill this goat in front of him and blow his mind.
But it gets weirder. He didn't just butcher the goat, which, again, a little bit weird, but, why wouldn't you do that before? He tased it. He tased it, bro. He tased the goat.
A goat is not going to go gently into that good knife. This is probably not his first attempt at taking down a goat.
He tased it and then he stabbed it. Like, what was the tasing for?
He cut its throat. That's what you do. That's how you kill
it. Yeah, but, like, why would you tase it first?
Because he's a man-child. He doesn't know how to dispatch a goat properly. I'm telling you, he probably...
I don't think that, like, commercial meat processors tase the meat first. Like,
well, they do, they hit them with, like, in the head with a pneumatic thing or, like, stun them in some capacity.
But, yeah, but, like, tasing it?
But, you know, they might actually use tasers in the modern
ones. I don't know. That seems strange to me, you know, killing it.
All I know about slaughterhouses is from Slaughterhouse 5.
Where they use the, or no, you're talking about...
I read The Jungle, so...
The Jungle, that's what he's talking about. Yeah. Slaughterhouse 5 wasn't about Slaughterhouse, but...
Yeah, that's what I meant, sorry.
Sledgehammer is what they used in that one.
Yeah.
The Jungle was considerably more brutal.
But that was the 50s or 40s. Yeah.
That was way before that.
The audience could handle that. It's scary to think that was, like, you know, just normal part of living. And now it's like everybody would, like, freak out and there would be an investigation. I mean.
Well, the guy who wrote The Jungle said that he was aiming for America's heart and hit their stomach instead.
Well, I mean, just imagine, like, we're going to take a bunch of elementary school people to, like, a slaughterhouse, which was a normal thing probably in the 60s and 70s and maybe 80s. It was 80s. And then, but now it's like, no, we're going to bring you up on, like, child endangerment charges, and, like, there's going to be psychological counseling and stuff, and it's like, something has changed.
Anyway, we're kind of off topic now. But Mark Zuckerberg slaughters this goat, and then cooks it, but doesn't cook it all the way. And
undercooks
it. And gives it to Jack Dorsey. It's like, I made this for you.
Jack Dorsey said he only ate the salad.
Yeah, he wouldn't eat the undercooked goat that he watched get tased and knifed in front of him. Is that like some sort of power play? I can't.
I'm telling you, he played it all out in his head. He had this whole thing, and, like, probably the cooking didn't go how he planned, and the slaughter didn't go how he planned, and he was just, like, completely off his game at that point. He didn't know what to do. It was taking longer to cook, and he was like, well, should I just serve it?
The entrails were all over the yard. Yeah. The guests were vomiting.
Oh, and if we didn't put that in nonsense, you can imagine how good the nonsense section is going to be this week.
But first, what about the young girl that Mowgli falls in love with from the Jungle Book?
She couldn't read.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty positive. Maybe, based on the narrative that we young. Saw as a viewer.
She was very young. What about later in life? Maybe she went to
school. Maybe she learned later. But I wouldn't trust her potential as a, like, she's like, what, 6 or 7? She can't write for it. BuzzFeed News.
What about, like, with the zooming a lot. With all of Disney's acquisitions, there are a lot of new princesses. Because, I mean, technically, isn't Sweet D from
the Marvel Universe? No, we're only talking Scarlet about Witch. The manually animated. Again, no post Pixar.
Oh, okay. Well, what about Pixar? Because, like, the.
What about Tiana? I think Tiana would, because she managed her own restaurant.
No.
No, she's a. No, she was traditionally animated. She wasn't, like, a Pixar.
Tiana?
Yeah, she was a Princess and the Frog. She ran a restaurant, and, like, she was actually educated. I bet she could do it.
I don't know about the Princess and the Frog. That one's past.
That one took place in Paris?
No.
Are you sure that was Disney?
It was New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I'm 100% sure it was Disney.
Okay.
Right. I bet she could have done it.
We'll try to figure this out Friday.
Respond with your Disney Princess
that's going to be the engagement challenge. I mean, they're already on it.
Yeah.
They're Googling furiously. We'll see you Friday with some nonsense. And what do we leave out? Robots.
Yes.
A lot of robot stuff this week.
A lot of the robot stories really could have gone in business, but yeah, it's fine.
Well, you got to break it out. Otherwise, business is just this monolithic thing. And out comes the phone before the button's been pressed.
Look at that.
Bye.